Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And we're continuing with our focus things to do with the economy. What it means for our pockets, what it means for the institutions and businesses that we work with, and most importantly, what it means in terms of the growth and development of the country. And that largely speaks to fixed investments. Investment and capital that is allocated to bulk infrastructure, if you think about it. Themes that actually speak to making sure that the water that comes through our pipes works efficiently, the power supply we have to our office spaces and our homes, even the road network infrastructure that you might be driving on right now, is in shape to make sure that you're able to move. And this does speak to the theme of fixed investment plans. And Nedbank has shared a report to show how there has been a sharp increase in this particular asset class and avenue of investment. Crystal Huntley, economist at Nedbank, joins us now for more. Crystal, thank you so much for your time this evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm excited for this conversation because my colleagues and my friends say I'm a nerd, but I own that. I'll tell you why. Because whenever I see trucks on the highway or new infrastructure projects, I'm always keen to understand, this is actually what it is that keeps the economy moving. This is really what it takes to build economies and create livelihoods. And I think that's a good point for us to start at, just in terms of defining and describing what fixed investment is and why it's so critical to the survival and success of an economy like South Africa.
So fixed investment, you need it, first of all, if you own an asset. I mean, everyone would know this. Everyone who owns a fixed asset knows that there's a lot of maintenance that goes into it, right? So if you own a house or a car, you're constantly going to be spending on upkeeping and maintaining that specific asset, right? But at the same time, there's also another element to fixed assets, and that's the building of new stuff, expanding your current capacity. So when you're thinking about infrastructure investment, there's always, maybe I should track back if I can. So, you know, as economists, we like to calculate GDP, and essentially that is economic growth. And one of the elements that goes into that formula is fixed investment, right? So there are two parts to fixed investment. It's either you already have a fixed asset and you're maintaining that asset, which will add to fixed investment, which will then add to economic growth, or you're going to add to the stock of capital that is already within an economy. And that is, you're adding to infrastructure, you're adding more buildings, or if you're a company, you're investing in a new office or you're expanding your production line. Yes. And essentially that is what investment is, but it is a fixed structure. So it's something that is immovable, that is being put up either for your company within the economy. If that makes sense.
100%. No, very important, just to make sure that we're all on the same page and really do understand where we're talking about this capital going to when we mention fixed investment. And this is important, right? Because it almost positions businesses to basically grow and scale and take advantage of new opportunities.
Exactly.
And from what I understand from the Nedbank capital expenditure project listing, it shows that we've actually seen a significant increase in fixed investment plans since 2021. Tell us more, because this sounds exciting.
Okay, it is exciting, but I first want to make a very important distinction.
Yes.
So what we're looking at is we're looking at fixed investment plans, not actual expenditure. And when we're speaking about fixed investment plans,
The intention versus the action, which has yet to be followed through. Got you.
Exactly. So in some cases, projects would have started. In some cases, projects might not have started. And another important point to note is when they do start, it'll take multiple years to finish. Mm-hmm. If you think about building a road, it's not going to take 1 month. It might take a couple of years. So that's one important point. So then let me give our listeners an idea of what this is. So what we do is we look out, we do research, we look in the public spheres, and we capture whatever project plans are being announced in the public space. So whether these announcements are coming from the government or whether they're coming from SOEs or whether they're coming from the private sector. Then we take it, we list it, and we see how much all those plans amount to. So it was awesome this year that what we saw was we saw this big jump. So project plans amounted to 445.9 billion. This is almost about double what we saw last year. And it is sorry, I'm still stuck in 2020. What we saw, so this plans are what was captured over 2024, mm-hmm. and compared to 2023, it's almost double that. And then it's the highest since 2021, when there were like 393 projects that were announced. And then another interesting aspect of this is that for the first time we saw the public sector is both government and SOEs, their project announcements exceeded that of the private sector. So this is good, optimistic. It tells us that we're moving in the right direction. But what we also need to understand is that public sector investments account only for around 30% of GDP, whereas the private sector accounts for a larger 70%. Mm. But it's also positive because if you think about the challenges that the South African economy has been facing, it's with respect to all these infrastructure challenges, yes. these infrastructure backlogs, when you're looking at the power, when you're looking at what's happening with rails and ports and, you know, congestion on the roads. So in order kind of to get the private sector to invest, we have to see an influx of government investment addressing this infrastructure in the hope that eventually it will crowd in private sector investment.
Got you. And I think that's so important, especially if we do reflect on some of the exogenous factors that have been at play. Rising interest rates, cost pressures that have been weighing on businesses, the eroding level of business confidence that at a time was linked to load shedding, and even the frustrations we see with other state-owned entities like Transnet, the South African Post Office. The list does go on. Mm-hmm. Has this shifted some of the fixed investment activity that we witnessed over the last few years?
Okay, so I can speak to what we're seeing taking place in 2024's project listing. And we also break it down by the different sectors. And the largest proportion of public sector announcements of plans and investments are taking place within the community, social and personal services sector. And these are projects that are geared towards establishing special economic zones, housing, improving living conditions with communities, upgrading wastewater works and roads, and refurbishing beaches and schools and roads and public hospitals. And this are plans that are supposed to take place across multiple provinces. And then the second largest space where we saw projects being announced was within electricity, gas, and water. And they accounted for around 32.2% of projects that were being announced. The biggest renewable energy projects that we saw in there accounted for like 72% of the total 143.5 billion that they plan to invest in. So to answer your question, what we're seeing is that based on these plans, it looks like all the struggles that we've been having as an economy, it has been noted. And plans are being put in place and resources have been allocated in order to address these issues.
And I think this is important because, as you say, it speaks to a plan. And so often plans also come from a macroeconomic point of view, right? Whether it's the National Development Plan, Operation Vulindlela, which is what we focused on right now. Help us understand how that has also contributed to the shift in terms of fixed investment planning for the year ahead.
I think what we saw with all these, even with the establishment of the GNU, when they started speaking, one of the things they said in the 2023 budget was that they're going to turn the country into a construction site. Again, we saw these points being reiterated in the SONA, where the president listed a couple of investment projects and how much they're going to spend in terms of billions of rand. And these projects are projects that, as they are being announced, as they're being put out for tender, it would have shown up and we would have included it in our project listing. And it again speaks to a government, so to speak, that completely knows what the difficulties are, what has been driving business sentiment so low. So they're fully aware of it. But what we need is implementation. So everything that they're speaking about in Operation Vulindlela, they've highlighted it. We need to fix our rails and our ports. We need to fix the electricity situation. There's a bunch of things that we need to fix our municipalities. Mm. So now we're seeing that, okay, these they're coming to pass. There's a plan put in place. There's money that's being allocated. They said they're going to start the project at this point in time. So now what we hope to see as a country is that the plans are actually followed through, so we actually see implementation. But more than just seeing the implementation and the spending of this money, we also need to see it being within budget, and we also, because within the broader macro context of a constrained fiscal space. So we need to see this being carried out within budget. We need to see it being carried out on time. But what we, very, very important, what we need to see happening is that it's quality infrastructure, and it's not something that doesn't actually correct the past failures or doesn't repeat past failures that we've seen, where money was invested, power stations were built, but they came in subpar. Come years down the line, we're having problems. So there also needs to be quality investment.
100%. Oh, now you're tickling my brain cells, Crystal, because this takes us to an earlier conversation we had regarding the budget speech. And of course, that's where we're headed to this coming Wednesday. So I'm keen to get your perspective then, you know, as we, you know, we'll pay attention to the minister, the key outcomes that he'll share, you know, how this speaks to your wish list as an economist, as Nedbank, regarding what we hope to hear from the finance minister that might continue to encourage the level of fixed income investment planning, but also follow through that we hope to see in the country.
You know, I think that we're going to see a lot of the same coming through in the budget. And the tricky thing when it comes to infrastructure investment and when it comes to their plans, because we need to note that, you know, like I said, the fiscal space is pretty constrained. So there isn't, there is a lot that they can do, but not too much. You know, it's constrained. It's in with a particular space. So I think that we know what's going to come up. I think it's broadly been spoken about already. Some of these project plans are brought out into the public space as new projects, but actually it's not new projects. It's projects that have been going on. So some of them would have been included in our project listing in previous years. It's probably just not completed yet. But for me, to be absolutely honest, I want to see things happening. Mm. I think we've got a lot of what are they called? A lot of organizations or groupings that have been tasked with addressing particular things within the economy, and that is absolutely great. We welcome it, but what we would like to see is implementation. We've seen them talking. We'd like to see them walk the talk. We need to see things happening. We need to see businesses need to see operating costs come down. Businesses need to see that things are being done. The implementation, there's follow through and things. Yeah. So for me, it's okay. Great. We're talking about all this. We know what the challenges are. Let's see things happen.
I like it. It's Mr. Fix It. Let's just fix it. We know what to do.
Just do it.
Exactly, Crystal. Such a pleasure speaking to you, and really appreciate the insights you've shared with us. And it will be refreshing to see, you know, of the commitments that have been made and the plans that have been implemented, just how much of follow through that we do see with commitments that will be made in the coming, I guess, months and even years.
I mean, if I could just quickly add something. Something that everyone's speaking about is, well, that's in the pipeline, is the National Transmission Development Plan. Best for information. So if we can start to see them actually expanding the grid, the power grid, then a lot of the renewable projects that couldn't come online because of REAP, you know, the grid was a massive constraint when it came to the REAP projects. So if we actually start seeing, as we did with the REAP projects, that the grid is being expanded, then we're definitely moving in the right direction.
100%.
So that would also be something very optimistic.
Definitely. Crystal, such a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. That's Crystal Huntley, economist at Nedbank, giving us some insight into the Nedbank Capital Expenditure Project listing. And as you've heard, when it comes to fixed investment, very important, because it shows us that these are businesses who want to scale, want to grow, want to make sure that they're investing into literally the heavy lifting of the infrastructure that will help do the work and execute the services that we require. The plans have been in place and there's a heightened level of optimism, but we do need to see follow through. So it's one thing to state your intention, but seeing it through and actually fixing it is where we need to make sure we place emphasis.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.